Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Hate to Break It to You. Or World's on Fire, or The Jamie Kennedy Show, or Randy's Rants, or Travis's Taunts, or B-Rad's Belching, I don't know. Those who get it, get it. The reference to Randy of the 90s. E-Rad of the mid-2000s. Travis of the 2000s. Intense. And what is going to be my legacy in the 2020s? Well, it's being created right in front of you. This. Me. Using my head. Off the top of my dome. Reacting to a world that is insane. There's 10 news stories that came out this week. I can just rattle off 4 from the top of my head, but I'm really going to focus on one. There was the volcano that erupted under seas. In the ocean, and it spawned mutant sharks. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy, and they literally called it a shark-cano. They're saying that these sharks are mutant because they were able to survive in the temperatures and the mineral makeup of said volcano. But it erupts and it shit out all these sharks. So now those sharks are in the ocean. Sharkano, Sharknado, stay with me. The Vatican has decided to open up 5 doors. Some that have never been opened in 400 years. Some that have never been opened ever. And some of them are being called portals. And they're going to live stream it. They're opening one that is some crazy ass tomb that has some kind of backwards ass name. That has to do with Satan. And they're going to live stream it on Christmas Eve. Put the story here. But you know, Selena Gomez got engaged. And congratulations to her and Benny. But I think there's some bigger fish to fry over here. But you know, maybe the relationship is so powerful that it trends, or maybe it is used to distract. Also, the Chiefs won again with a funny field goal. Again, amazing. I love the Chiefs. Are they there, or are they to distract? Because the next one is the biggest one. And it could change, in my opinion, will change how we exist. And that is the so-called drone activity. The drone activity that is happening for the last 3 weeks, which is coming up on the anniversary of the Miami Mall, which when I brought up to our good friend Leah Black, she said, "Oh, what? Get out." So I don't talk about it on other shows. I talk about it here. Anyone who knows me and knows me, there's only a few people that know me, know that my father was a very, very big alien enthusiast. Since I was single digits, my father was obsessed with aliens. Now, he didn't go to conferences. He didn't join MUFON. But he would smoke a Viceroy, sit on the bench, look up into the sky, and wait. That was my father. You couldn't get a lick of information out of him about his life, about his backstory, well, here and there. But he had sworn up and down that when he was 12 years old, he saw an alien ship in the Smoky Mountains. And then when he was dating my mother, and he was on leave, either dating her or in Atlantic City. I think he was 27 in Atlantic City. He saw one again, which is crazy because that's where the hotbed is right now. And then when I was doing Scream 2, he came to visit with my mother. And there was a weird ass helicopter above the hotel where I had them stay. And it hovered. And he had told me that they knew that he was there.
Now, you can say whatever you want. And me and my mom looked and laughed. But he kind of committed. He didn't really break back out of it. Now, there's a lot of things that happened to me in my life that are very crazy. And you wonder why they would happen to me. And there's a lot of things I've done. Don't you think it's odd, the things that I have done in my life? Don't you think it's odd that I was Randy in Scream, which made a cultural impact, and then also I'm B-Rad? And when both of these movies came out, they were just these little movies, and now they have their own cultural impact in their own way. And now Son of the Mask is coming its own cultural impact. Why would somebody empower me with that so I could stay within the zeitgeist even if I'm not currently doing things that are considered hot? It's not the things that are happening are not as hot as the things that did happen that are being discovered by new audiences that remain hot because they're good. And my last name is Kennedy, amongst many other things in my life that I've done. Why do those happen to me? Why am I compelled to speak on the truth? I don't know. Why did I make a movie called Heckler when now heckling and social media opinions are everywhere? Am I tuned in? Am I ahead of the curve? Am I connected? Are people downloading these ideas to my brain and telling me to put them out? I don't know. It could be the latter. It could be the latter. What I'm telling you is my father lived a life of a prophet, never gets praise in his own home. And it's true. And he taught me that. And it's true for me as well.
unfortunately. We have the God in the world, and it's hard when you're in the world and people love what you do, but within your own home, they just let you.
But a lot of you guys know who Alex Jones is.
And a lot of you guys, there's a lot of people talking now. But before Alex Jones, there was David Icke. And I had heard his name since the 80s when I was in high school, because my father would read books about David Icke. And it was the first time I ever heard the term reptilian. It was because of a book by David Icke. And if you don't know who David Icke is, look him up. But David Icke is the original, completely radical thinker that everyone ostracized and kicked out of society. And in fact, countries won't let him in to speak. And he's literally been banished to like the Isle of Man. And I think he makes a lot of money and lives well, but he was considered a loon. He was a normal guy that was on television. He was a presenter. But if you look at what he talks about, it's all coming more and more real. And I think he had a divine intervention of some sort. But really, he gave birth to the modern seek out movement, truth movement. And it's all happening. It's all being revealed. It's up to you to decide what you want to believe. And so I've had this in my life. And since I didn't agree with school and organized religion and different things, and because as a young boy, I was a sickly child and I wasn't given the same tools as other people were. And I was like, that's not fair. So then I just started questioning everything. That's the birth of my comedy career. But then I was like, oh, this is all dumb. Because I was hooked in. I know you don't like to hear it, the Matrix. Or I was hooked into the system in which we exist, where I was, you know, Friday night going in the arcade. I was playing Donkey Kong, drinking Pepsis, eating my slices of pizza, you know, riding my BMX bike. I was a happy little 12-year-old. Very happy, playing Atari when I went home, watching Gremlins, going to the movie theater. Like, it was an action-packed weekend for me. And, you know, then I had my heart issue, and then I just was like, what the fuck, man? This isn't what I was getting. You know, I watched Chips, I watched John Ritter, I watched all these wonderful pop culture things. And my Farrah Fawcett poster, I had my Suzanne Somers poster. And then I was hit with this dark reality that I have a health condition that wasn't going to kill me, but it was just different. So I couldn't, you know, play football. And I didn't have the energy. I have a desire, you know. So then I chose another route. I chose me, really. And so why am I babbling? Because all of these people that are now getting recognition, I've heard about them for years, you know. It kind of really goes David Icke, Alex Jones, and Alex Jones gave birth to, you know, to, like, Sam Tripoli is very high up on the truth movement. Eddie Bravo, very guys that are completely seeking and question the fabric of reality and are very knowledgeable. And then there's a lot of other people, Jay Dyer and such. So right now, let's just go to the drones, okay? So for the last three weeks, there's been multiple sightings of objects which used to be called UFO. It's an unidentifying object. They took that out because it was racist. So now they call it a UAP. Aerial. I don't know. It is weird how they changed that shit. Whatever. The episode of the Brady Bunch, cut it in. You'll see it where Greg did that. Yeah, that was how we used to be able to fake it. With AI, I ain't get it. Everything is so fucked up.
That's another thing.
Google unleashed the quantum chip yesterday.
Don't listen to me. But if you had Google stock, I don't think it would hurt you.
Even if you buy it in little bits, it ain't going away. The quantum chip forever. The quantum chip, it doesn't compute on physical space. It computes in another realm. Do you understand what that means? It computes and does a computation. Not on the top of a binary chip. It's not on something physical that Intel makes out of silica, ones and zeros, which is binary computing. I don't even know this, and I know this, okay? They've run out of physical space within this dimension. You with me? They've run out. There's only so much memorabilia I can fit in this room before we can't do it anymore. It's against the laws of our physics. Well, Google unleashed their first quantum chip. Do you understand what that means? It doesn't compute in the physical world. It computes in an alternative dimension in qubits. It has to be stored under 248 degrees negative Fahrenheit. This is straight up Dr. Zhivago 60s evil lair type shit. A problem that would normally take a team of supercomputers 10 septillion years. Septillion. Type it in your phone. Septillion. Bring it up.
This chip, just this one chip, can do the same content computation. All the computers in the world. It would take 10 septillion years. 10 septillion years. This chip, just this first chip, which they've unleashed, can do the computation in 30 minutes.
Think about that. Think about that.
Well, James, I think you're getting a little heated on it.
Yeah. Yes. Because we are in a whole, we're in Bulgaria. It's a wrap. It is a wrap. The only thing that's good about all of this shit is it makes my obsessions get less because nothing's going to matter within 6 months. Do you understand what we are about to enter? Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? This is just the first ship. So anyone will tell you on the truther world that crypto could be in trouble because basically the 12 seed phrase could be hacked. It's not going to be that difficult for this chip. All the banking system, not that difficult for this chip. That's why personally, I think we need to have, I'm a huge crypto advocate. I'm a huge advocate of things in the digital world. But I also think you need some tangible assets because they're yours.
But hey, if they send a bunch of robots to your spot and just say, we don't care what you have, this is our little farmhouse now, you can't fight it. That's not even what I was going to talk about. Look at those 5 stories I told you. Now the drones. There has been multiple sightings of many phenomena. Let's just keep it simple. All in New Jersey. These drones that are the size of a minivan, just flying around, okay? Now, I saw some shit coming down the 5 right by the 2 nipples in San Diego, wherever that part of San Diego is, there's the 2 nipples, And that is a big nuclear area. And that is also a area for, I believe, the Marines. It's a base. And one day when I was coming back, from the Comedy Store, it was not long ago, and I saw this, I filmed it somewhere, this big ass drone. It looks like a plane, but it's like weird and gray. And that thing was, and it's got 16 different little propeller things. And it went across the freeway. We were all like, what the?
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now, I'm assuming that was a military drone, but it's not something they advertise. And it was huge. It was huge. Here's the situation. Not all of them look like drones. Not all of them look like planes. Now you've got professional photographers coming in. You can put this in and you're showing the different looks of these things. And some of them look like spheres. Some of them look like cylinders. Some of them look like blasts of light. Some of them are zipping. One guy, an F-15 went by. The other one went this way. There's this. Now, but they're not just over New Jersey. They're over Arizona. Okay, they're over Florida. They are over Oregon. Okay, they're in China. Okay, they're in India. They're in Bangladesh. They were over in Marrakesh. They were in Iran. Okay, I can put all of these sightings up right here. Okay? Now, that's not just it. What's it is that today, finally, after 2 weeks, it's starting to trend. And a congressman goes, well, Iran put a mothership, which is a weird thing to say, a mothership, on the sea of out here in New Jersey. So they have their ship and they're releasing all of these drones into the air, which no one has shot down. And then the Pentagon says that's not true. So not just a guy on TikTok, a congressman said these are Iranian drones. And then an hour later, the Pentagon said, that is not true. We don't know what they are, but we are monitoring the situation. What? So you're telling me every night you have all these reports of these drones or these things, something in the air by a military base, and you're saying it's not military stuff. And then you're saying it's not a foreign adversary stuff. And then you're saying, but it's no threat to us. But you're not saying it's other world phenomenon. But yet you're not shooting them down. So you can just take one and study it. What? What kind of is this? I'll tell you what it is. Think of all the things I just said. First of all, the oceans, all this stuff is happening through the oceans. So there's so many levels to this that I cannot even address it within one rant. And there's no reason for me to talk about Hollywood right now because Hollywood is about to be blasted in the middle. The Golden Globe nominations were the other day. Isn't that cool? Oh, cool. Oh, boy. I hope. Who won Best Supporting Actress? I don't know. There's 55 drones over in Jersey that we can't talk about. But what did she wear? Because it's really important. See, this is what you get in my house when you spill paint in the garage. Do I stutter?
What movie? So, we're in Cuckoo Land. Here's what's happening. If you believe that aliens are already here and they're actual aliens and they have alien bases in the ocean, that's one school of belief. And that there are actually other aliens here, not like us, and they live in the oceans. And that's part of the Atlantis and all that stuff. You could also throw the Nephilim in there. If you don't believe that, and you believe that aliens are here, but they're in another dimension that only our five senses can't censor, and then that's another dimension that is not of our world, but they come in and out of that dimension, and we see them, but they're able to dimension hop. That's another belief system. Or if you believe that it's another dimension and aliens aren't aliens, but they're actually nefarious demon creatures that come out of dimensions, that's another belief where they're not so much aliens as they're much more religious and of that spirituality, not just, oh, here's a being that's over there. He's from not from Arizona. He's from planet Zigzag Zine, but he's like me, but just different biology. That's the first scenario. Or there's the fourth scenario, which is they're trying to do what they've been trying to do, which was been written in the beginning of all of this, which is Project Bluebeam, which could make a ton of sense.
And if you don't know it up, look it up. Project Bluebeam is to fake an alien invasion of some sort. So we all must unify together, give over control, so we are all under the same world belief system. One world control. Now, all of those can be true. It looks like some of these things are actual physical entities. So Bluebeam was supposed to be just a holographic thing, but it doesn't mean they can't throw up real practical props. But they are getting us so juicy with this. Do you know what that means? They are just foreplaying us up so much that we're literally going to, like, you know, we're all going to be so horny with it that we're going to be like, all right, let's do it. Like, because it's literally, if you're going to do something like this, it's the perfect way to just slowly indoctrinate people, diffuse the situation. Aliens were so intense before. Now people are like, oh, do I still have to pay rent? Or, you know, people are like writing it off. And so what you have is you've got one big mess of distractions, lies, insanity, quantum computing, AI, where it's just an amalgamation of nuttiness that you are not going to be able to tell what is base reality unless it's right there. You hold a walnut in your hand and you eat it and you chew on it. You believe, okay, I believe I just ate a walnut. But that is what we're entering. Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? I know a lot of you guys don't really. A lot of you guys are with me, and a lot of you guys are like, well, those people over there, don't worry about them. They're just not going to be with you. But this is as real as it gets. The world will never, ever be the same. Don't you feel that it's eerily calm right now? Like, after the election, it's so calm. Isn't that weird? It's calm before the storm. And I don't know what, I don't know. I'm just doing my life. You know, I'm getting in shape. I feel pretty good. I can't stop what's going to happen. All I can do is just be as honest as I can be, good as I can be, and, you know, take a look and be a good person and hope to God that, do I believe all of this? No. Do I believe that it could be true? Yes. I don't know. Half of me is like, I'm planning out my next 30 years of my life. And another half of me is like, just, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Just have all my ducks in a row because it's going to be weird. That's what I believe. There's just so many distractions. It's so funny how many people think, well, this is just crazy, but it's not. How asleep are people? Like, people are just so asleep. They're subscribing to a system that will never be the same again. Everything is a lie with which we were raised. I was talking to my buddy about how school is a prison. And low-key, you got more rights in a prison because you can choose what you want to read about. In school, you have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. In prison, you can just take a piss in your cell. School is indoctrination. And I said this, and now I'm seeing videos about it. Like, I'm tired of being right. Here's what happened. This is going to be a big thing. I don't know if I said it here before, but I'm going to say it to you now.
There's only going to be X amount of companies. So you should really decide which companies are going to grow and how you can get a piece of them. That's totally different than what we're talking about, but you have to think smart.
I want to see this in the simplest way. You've got Christians, you've got Jews, you've got Muslims, you've got Buddhists, you've got many different belief systems. And then you have Satanists.
Satanists is just another form of a belief system.
If you believe that most of the people that run this joint subscribe to that, and everything that I'm saying makes sense because I'm going to tell you why. It's really simple. If you believe it, ask yourself these questions, and this is how I'm slowly going to red pill you. Do you believe that Satanism is a religion or a belief system that many people subscribe to?
Number one.
Number two, do you believe that people in power, do you believe that there is only a certain group of people that run this world? Do you believe that those people could subscribe to that religion or belief system? So your three questions in. If you got three yeses, now keep going. Okay. Now, what are the rules of that said belief system? And by the way, all the smoke you're hearing, all the rumors you're hearing about movie business, you've seen bad people be turned up. Okay. Now you're seeing in the music business, not just one, but now the second rapper has been in. There's these just horrific allegations. Okay. So now you're seeing that. You've been seeing a lot of rumors for years about the people who associate with the people and how now slowly being unearthed. Okay. And how do they get so powerful? Okay. Is it hard work or is it occultism practices? Could that be a belief? So just stay with my three yeses that you're with me so far. If you don't, if you want to turn it off now. So if you believe that X amount of people run the world, if you believe that X amount of people, that there's a religion that they could subscribe to, and you believe that people could believe in that, okay. Now you have, what are the rules of this said belief system? Well, one of them is the revelation of the process. That's a really simple thing. The equivalent of saying a Hail Mary in Catholicism, that's one of the things you do, you know. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, if you're Buddhist, that's another thing that you do. The Torah, if you're Jewish, you know, these are all different things within the religions that happen. And in Satanism, there's something called the revelation of the process. It's just another practical application with which is used. Okay. So if you can believe that that is that, then can you believe that people in power control everything and that they pick people, i.e. puppets, who sometimes you look like, oh, they've earned it this whole time. And other times you're like, I keep seeing this person. Why is this person never going away? Well, because they're put there as a face to deliver their messaging, i.e. messaging or i.e. distraction. Can you believe that? That's five things. Number six, if you can believe in the revelation of the process or predictive programming, you can see just in the drones. Don't just go with the drones. Go with five stories I just said. The mutant sharks, Sharknado. I know, it sounds ridiculous. It's kind of happening. Outbreak, okay? The Congo. Damascus is fallen. I don't know what movie that is. What I'm trying to tell you is you could look at five news stories right now and see five movies. But right now, this shit that's happening with these so-called drones, whether it's real things, drones, blue bean, inner dimension, something is going on because it's not just on underground TikTok. It's not just on Reddit. It is now being talked about on X, where it should have been for a while, and now Fox News and even CNN. And those things, along with a couple of things that look like portal openings, look like the beginning of Independence Day. The portals, you can look up There was one, the crazy ass cloud shapes. I'll put all this in there that look like
Stargate.
So if you believe that all of these people, this is too much for you, were puppets to help produce the revelation of the method, and all the movies are primer and not just coincidences for what's happening, and now we're living in the time we are actually going to see it play out guilt-free, because they have to reveal, because it's one of their practitioners, because they don't want the bad karma. I know it makes no sense. If you're that person or that belief, why would you care about karma anyway? Because what they do in our eyes is being you evil. But I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of rule, cosmic rule. I don't know. But if you believe that, I believe that could be happening. Am I saying it is happening? No. What I'm saying is it very well could be happening. Here's what I think is definitely happening, and a lot of narcissistic people, because narcissism lives within the human brain, and it is the brain rot of the human being, which they think they are more than they are. I myself am guilty of it. Then I have to look at myself. I'll explain. This world is already built out. This world is built out. We had enough. All of this shit, the families, and they sold you as love, and they sold you as togetherness. Yeah, that's there, but really it was just to, you ever think, make a bunch of humans so you can develop the planet and make everybody that owns most of it do their work for them and make them rich? And now this shit is built out, and they've indoctrinated you with all the beliefs with which they have done, because it's throughout their lineage, and why they intermarry and all these things is because they want to keep pushing this agenda, which they believe. And now it has come to fruition because we've hit go time where they don't need human beings anymore. The planet is pretty much built out, and anything we need now, they'll take it from here because they've got AI. They've got the capability to get these robots going more. And they really don't need, you can look this up, the term useless eater. So if the planet's built out, it's figured out, it's mapped, and you want to have most of it because you are a wildly crazy nut person and you don't want to deal with human other people anymore, what will you do? You kind of want to get rid of some people. Now, this could be a wild take to the normal person, but I believe we're on that road. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not a life coach. I'm a thinker. And if you look at common sense and connect all the dots, all of this stuff connects. The technology, the desensitizing, the constant automation, the less and less human contact. We've made a generation of people less empathetic, and that was told to me also by my buddy, because of the phone. And how people are just less empathetic because they don't think things are real. They have less human-human contact. But you tell me, the drones alone should be enough for you. The Vatican doing these things. The last 4 years. The culture wars. The gender wars. The automation. It's all coming to a head. That's why I'm as clear as a bell. That's why I had some honey with a little bit of weed in it the other day. I didn't mean to. I just was like, oh, like, I know I'm running out of honey. And that honey made me so, I was like twisted. And I had that, my girl like fucking like petted me. She's like, you're okay. I'm poor Jamba. And it's just the tiniest bit of weed honey. And I think it's because I'm so clear minded. So that anything that enters my system that is mind altering is like, me up, because I don't do nothing. I smoke a cigar. And I want to stay clear-minded, because this shit is, what is real and what isn't? We are not entering that age. We are in that age. And there's going to be 10, 12 companies. Okay? Google, Amazon, NVIDIA, Palantir, Meta, Tesla, MicroStrategies. There's going to be a ton of coins, but Bitcoin, everyone is saying, is your base reality. Ethereum is also. You don't need it, because everything's condensed and constricted and put together, and it's only going to, you realize that every time you touch a keystroke,
It's feeding into the big brain, which then feeds in to AI. So not just my thoughts, every podcast, everyone talking, keystroking, every text, every the bank account, every tweet, every pick, everything goes into that big ass brain. And it's making or made a god. A god. And how are you as a minion going to compete with it? You can't. You hope that is benevolent in nature. Wake up. Your life is not what you thought it was. Movies are documentaries that are predictive programming. Hollywood is falling. More disgusting things will be revealed, in my opinion. Sports are rigged. Everything is a game to distract you. This is Jamie Kennedy, and I have not lost it. I am just awake.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.